WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Federal officials explained the delay in developing restoration plans for the Bryan Municipal Lake, which goes by the nickname of Lake Arsenic.
Not known to Bryan City officials until notified by WTAW News. The current owners of a chemical plant north of the municipal golf course that was closed 20 years ago paid the Interior Department $1.1 million last year for something titled Natural Resource Restoration Activities. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is in charge of deciding what becomes of that money. A spokeswoman says this has taken a back seat to their work associated with large oil spills, most recently near Galveston last March. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Mayor Jason Bielski says they'll be talking with the city attorney about that money.
We did have a recent conversation with Congressman Flores' office if there was any additional grant opportunities that could help, I think basically with additional dredging, that would be something we would be interested in.
And City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says several years ago the city received a settlement to help pay for the public relations backlash caused by arsenic and other chemicals entering the municipal and Finfeather Lake when the plant was in operation between 1944 and 1993. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A $600 million power plant in Grimes County is another step closer to becoming a reality. The Environmental Protection Agency has given its blessing to a natural gas-fired generating station in Roanes Prairie. Omaha, Nebraska-based Tenasco wants to add three turbines west of its Frontier Generating Station. Additional permits are still being acquired towards starting construction next year, and completion as early as 2017. The plant, which would run during peak generating periods, would create 150 construction jobs and 10 full-time positions, according to the EPA. At last count, College Station police have 38 vehicle burglary cases. The time span is from July 24th through Sunday. There was one report on Friday, five on Saturday, and two more on Sunday. College Station police responding to the Wolfpin Creek neighborhood shortly before 4 Sunday morning learned of domestic violence involving a woman, two of her three daughters, and their dog. Officers were told 39-year-old William Wagner was drunk when he threw two televisions and a vacuum cleaner in the house so hard they all broke. Then Wagner is accused of punching the 10 and 12-year-old girls, strangling the family dog and tossing it over the fence, and puncturing the woman's car tires. Wagner was taken to jail and is held without bond. Court records indicate he was placed on probation following a guilty plea for drunk driving 3 years ago with two children in the vehicle. You're invited to a retirement reception on Tuesday for a Bryan police officer who has impacted hundreds of children during a 10-year stint as a school resource officer.
After 32 years of being with the Bryan Police Department, Officer Alice Anderson has decided to retire. Many people will know her as a school resource officer at Jane Long.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the reception for Alice Anderson is Tuesday afternoon starting at 3 at the police department. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Building a home can be a stressful and complicated process. Let Michael Schaefer at Schaefer Custom Homes ease your mind. He can build you a custom house, allowing you to make it into a home. His home buyers give him great reviews.
We were very impressed by his style and quality of his craftsmanship.
What made it so easy was how gracious and professional he was about everything.
Without a doubt, you have the best quality and features at the best price of any other home builder in the area.
Log on to SchaeferCustomHomes.net. Building better relationships. Schaefer Custom Homes.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, it's 810. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you need to stay comfortable. Give them a call. They'll get you hooked up to that one while they fix yours. 690-2278. Here we go with numbers.
High pressure in control, so sunshine to the forecast today. We're 90 to 95. We could see a thunderstorm later this afternoon. Any that do develop will be isolated. Partly cloudy tonight, 75. Sun for tomorrow, the risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, lows near 75. Sun shines back Wednesday. Watch for a shower or a thunderstorm, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Probably should have had this in June, but it's what not to say to the bride and groom. You know, that awkward moment at the reception when the bride and groom go from table to table and mingle, you know? Well, you don't want to be that person. The Knot.com comes up with a list. For instance, don't say, "This must have cost you a fortune." Because, you know, after all, those celebrity weddings cost whatever, because they get married wherever and million dollar budget and all that kind of stuff. Don't say, "So baby comes next, right?"
No.
Everybody's got their own schedule for their life goals. Sometimes they don't work out that way, .. But the last thing you want to do is be talking to them about that. Or, "I can't believe you settled down, man. I remember when..." not a good thing. Don't go, "Can you help me with..." Something like the caterers brought the wrong entree or something. That's not the thing. Don't ask, "So why wasn't so-and-so invited?"
No!
Then there's, of course, "Wow, when you think about how many couples divorce..." .. And finally, don't go, hey, tonight's a big night, huh? We're just trying to help you out there. Caller with the idea if they do have three female Ghostbusters, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Would we call them, like, busties?
Not to their face.
Okay. Just saying. Spoonerisms. You know what they are?
Oh,
it's a
absolutely.
Transposition of your usual initial sounds of two mm-hmm. words, like you'd say, like, tons of soil instead of sons of toil, or keys and parrots, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that everybody does it. It's nothing to worry about, really. It tends to happen when we're not putting a lot of thought into what we're saying, or when we're making it up as we go along. Kind of what we do here all the time.
Yeah.
And if you've noticed, it happens more often that when you get older, and also, you know, you're not the only one who should notice that. Most people notice an increase in the verbal mix-ups, actually starting in their 30s.
Hmm.
Why is it called a spoonerism?
Thomas Spooner.
William Spooner.
Well, that one.
Oh, okay.
Well,
there.
Oops.
A nervous tendency of transposing those letters. His students loved that so much that fad turned into, you know, they've got a real word for it.
Try being dyslexic. It happens all the time.
Yeah, there you go. Then it's just
I just don't even think about it anymore.
I think a true spoonerism ends up meaning mostly the opposite of what you were trying to
and
say.
And that could well be. That
because
could well be.
He was trying, I don't know if this was intentional or not. I remember the initial spoonerism I heard was, he was saying "that dear old queen" and transposed it to say "that queer old dean."
Well, interesting. Okay. If you're swimming and you notice that your fingers get all wrinkly, okay,
yes,
from spending a lot of time in the water,
yep,
why is that?
To help you
traction.
Hold on to stuff.
That's exactly right. That's it. It's most things swell, actually, when they get wet rather than wrinkle. But this is, at least according to Mark Sangee, he says it is evolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
Your fingers wrinkle so that you do get that traction. The wrinkles act like treads on a tire to channel the water away so that you won't slip when you try to grab onto something. Your fingers swelled up or stayed the same, well, then, you know, that wouldn't work very well. You'd kind of hydroplane. And to some people, it happens with their toes also.
Uh-huh.
Not everybody, but some people. Okay. Ooh, today, if you're having to go into work and sit once again in that burlap cubicle, I had to do that for about 3 or 4 years.
Shut up, Scott.
Our sales pavilion.
I don't want to hear about their 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm here now. That's all that matters.
That's right. But these guys don't have windows. But here's the deal. If you want to be in the big boss's room over there, you know, the
corner
place,
office.
The place with the windows, may not want to do that. See, glass windows, you know, could be that you get some of those UV rays. That could be damaging
come
to you.
On.
I think... Now, Patrick, I think you need to worry about this.
I think.
Not us. We don't have windows in our
That's
studio,
That's exactly
buddy.
Right, but I'm just saying that it could be excessive exposure and thus cause skin damage.
I don't know. I've got track lighting in here, and the bulbs say, warning, UV rays.
There you are. I'm just saying, if you've run out of things to worry about...
We're all going to die.
Now you've got that. You don't want me to push that button, do you? It's only Monday. There's no reason to do that.
Let's not get trigger happy.
We've all heard that lightning rarely strikes twice. right? Mm-hmm. Not true, but National Weather Service wants you to know that lightning can and does strike multiple times in the same place, especially if you're tall and pointy. I don't have to worry about either of those. The Empire State Building has been hit
a little
nearly,
prickly, maybe.
Yeah,
but...
thanks. That's right. The Empire State Building is hit nearly 100 times a year, as a matter of fact. So, are we safer in a car has those rubber tires going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but not because of the rubber tires. It's actually
Faraday cage?
Well, it's the metal around you that makes you safer. Just don't lean on the doors or any of those other objects because that could happen. If you're in a convertible or a motorcycle or a bike, those rubber tires aren't going to help you a bit, by the way.
No, because you're the highest part of the motorcycle.
That would be like a direct hit. And if you're caught in an open field during a thunderstorm, do not lie flat on the ground, as some people suggest. This actually increases your chances of injury from deadly ground current during nearby strikes that happen.
Really?
That's what it says here. I'm not planning on being out during that, so I'm not going to worry about that. So we'll see. Now, you like to eat fresh fruit, do you?
Yes.
That's good.
And, you know, to go back to California, you know, that's one of the great things. California or South Texas or Florida, where they actually grow it. You know, if you can get it close to that, then it's really different.
Midwest is the breadbasket. California is the fruit basket.
That's right. It's very good. It's perfect. Exactly. And, I told the story. We were walking in California, and we were in a neighborhood, actually, and mentioned to my wife, oh, look, there's a lemon tree. And a guy popped up. He said, you want a couple? And he did. He pulled two lemons off and gave them to us. And we ate them as we walked down the street. And they taste really, 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 really different coming right off the tree.
Do they really?
Yes. There's actually a sweetness. Actually a sweetness in the...
Sweet?
In the zest. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah.
Huh.
Not bad at all, really. So, but that's, you know, most of us don't get that. And the fresh that we see in the store could often mean days, weeks in storage.
Well, sure.
You know, be it on a boat or a train or a truck or whatever. Yeah. Apples and bananas, you know, they pump gas all over those to do that. But, and the best thing, obviously, is to buy local if you possibly can. Now, it doesn't mean that the fruit loses all of its nutritional value. It's just that, you know, it's not really that fresh. So if you can't buy locally, organic or not, frozen is the best way to go. Because it's, you know, pretty quick. And that works as far as veggies. But, you know, I don't know. We don't think about buying frozen fruit, I don't think. I don't anyway. Mm-hmm. And
very rarely.
Well, and I don't know. It's pretty pricey, right?
My wife does for smoothies.
Oh, okay.
You have to add less ice that way.
Well, in that way, of course, you know, but you want it cold anyhow. So
exactly.
That it works out well when it comes to that. That's that probably would be one of the few pieces.
They really figured out a way to do that with oranges and citrusy stuff like that, yeah. Yep.
Not you know, but they can do the strawberries and the peaches pretty well. Hey, don't forget today's Barack Obama's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
If you haven't wished him a happy birthday, you may want to. An Amtrak train bound from Washington pulled away from New York City's Penn Station on Saturday without its passengers.
Duh.
Did y'all forget
really?
Something?
An Amtrak manager later admitted the passengers were sent to the wrong platform.
Oh.
The abandoned travelers eventually got to the correct spot, where the Amtrak manager explained what happened and passed out bags of Doritos, which is, of course, what you do if people miss their train. Hi, we don't have your train, but we've got Doritos.
Your blue seats are now orange.
Yeah. At what point, I mean, don't they probably have to have somebody coming through the train to make sure that the people
ticket
are on the
please,
right train?
Ticket,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't been on Amtrak in 35 years, but I'm thinking that you'd probably have somebody doing that. He looked at it and goes, hey, man, we got a free ride. I don't have to work today. It'll be
woo-hoo!
All right. Yeah. Pittsburgh police say a drunken woman tried to drive away in an unmarked police car. She was arrested before she could drive anywhere. Police say that Rhea Buford got into the car about 2:15 Saturday morning outside
time.
A nightclub.
Was she drunk?
In
public?
Yeah, drunk in the club until she went out there. Police say that she sat in the driver's seat and told people in the back that she intended to drive the vehicle to where her own car was parked. The two people in the back were actually plainclothes police officers.
Oh, what?
At that point, they pretty much restrained her. Yeah, that would be pretty much the end of that. And butter and jam usually conjures up images of warm toast, but not so much on the Indianapolis Highway, where a dairy truck crashed and spilled 45,000 pounds of butter, margarine, and whipped cream.
creating a traffic jam.
Very nice.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Stocks appear headed for a higher start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures are higher, suggesting investors will try to make up for some lost ground after last week's pullback. There's not a lot of news to drive today's trading. Analysts say word of a rescue plan for a troubled Portugal bank may provide a bit of inspiration. Shares of Michael Kors are higher in pre-market trading. The retailer posted a 43% rise in quarterly revenue. An article in the Wall Street Journal today says there are some concerns the Michael Kors brand is becoming overexposed, but the company's CEO says he is not concerned about the perception that Michael Kors has gone too far with its luxury populism. If you're budgeting for a home purchase, don't forget to factor in closing costs. Bankrate says the average mortgage closing costs nationwide rose 6% in the last year to more than $2,500. Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy had a blowout opening weekend at movie theater box offices. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months, premium channels free for 3 months, free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
Attention homeowners.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at diabetic11.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, or veteran looking to start a new company, the registration deadline is this Friday for your seat at the Governor's Small Business Forum. The forum is Friday, August 15th from 8 to 4 at the MSC on A&M's campus. Learn about the resources, tools, skills, and knowledge to thrive in today's entrepreneurial economy. The Governor's Small Business Forum will feature discussions on a range of small business topics and networking with statewide business leaders. Go to cnve.tamu.edu to register before the Friday deadline. That's cnve.tamu.edu.
An on-off switch to eat. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Scientists studying brain cells thought to be involved in fear have accidentally discovered that they control eating behavior instead, at least in mice.
Surprisingly, instead of seeing an effect to make the animal more afraid when we activated these neurons, the animals just stopped eating.
That's Caltech neuroscientist David Anderson. His team used a relatively new technique called optogenetics, which allowed them to target the cells called PKC delta neurons with a high degree of precision.
We've been working on this population of neurons for many years, but none of our previous experiments had implicated them in feeding because we hadn't done the right kind of experiment.
He says if the neurons have the same function in humans, they could play a role in treating eating disorders with few of the side effects of drugs in use today. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Boy, you just keep reading more and more about fellas having prostate problems these days. It's an insidious disease, that's for sure, and it affects way too many men. But you know, it doesn't have to be you. Having good prostate health is one of the surest ways to prevent problems. Keeping the prostate its normal size does a number of things, like, well, it keeps you from having to go to the bathroom as much, lets you sleep longer and more soundly because you don't have to go as often. And good prostate health is one of the best deterrents from cancer. And that's exactly why Prostamin was developed by the Activate Company. Prostamin really promotes good prostate health. And you can try it risk-free. That's right, risk-free. It must work for you or your money back, no questions asked. Now you can find out more at myactivate.com or you can call them at 800-465-4411 and they'll send you free information. That's myactivate.com or 800-465-4411. You've never heard of her. Most people haven't. But for the few that knew Rosalind, they could tell you about this quiet, unassuming woman. Like most women right after World War I, she was expected to find a good husband, have some children, and move into that little house with the white picket fence. Not that she was against all that, it just never seemed to work out for her that way. For one thing, she wanted to work. But good jobs for women were about as scarce as hen's teeth back then. Rosalind did find a job at $8 a week as secretary for the Wall Street Journal. Now, she liked the newspaper business all right, but she really got excited about the investing business. Rosalind decided that it was time to do a little investing of her own. She wrote a letter to a broker and asked to open an account. She told the broker that she worked for the Wall Street Journal, which she did, of course, and she signed the letter with only her initials. The broker assumed that it was one of the men executives or reporters at the Journal and opened the account. She got pretty good at the whole thing. She listened to the reporters. She overheard industry executives talking about their companies and competition, and she invested. But then she became concerned. The executives had a new attitude. The reporters were not talking with the same voice as they had before, and there were rumblings within the government, and Rosalind heard it all. She decided that something bad was up, and there was going to be trouble. She told her reporter friends what she had noticed and urged them to write about it. But they told her she was just being female, emotional. Okay, if those bozos wouldn't listen, she'd just take care of herself. Well, it's a little-known fact that Rosalind W. Alcott tried her best to warn everyone that things were about to crater. But when no one would listen to a woman, well, she cashed in her entire investment accounts in late September. 2 weeks later, disaster. At a time when people were jumping out of windows in desperation out of their financial ruin, Rosalind took her now $10 million, now in cash, and moved to Los Angeles. Rosalind passed away in 1990 at 105 years old, and she never really got the credit for trying to tell the world about what she foresaw in 1929. But she did see it, and she tried to tell us. And maybe now we know the value and vision of a secretary. You'll excuse me, folks. I think I'll go ask mine what's up.
Today, why pay TV customers are declining but profits are going up. I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
Okay, right now I'm carrying my car keys, my wallet, an iPhone, headphones, a Kindle, my passport, water bottle, business cards, airline tickets, and a translation guide. Plus, I have 30 more secret pockets to spare. But because I'm wearing a Scotty vest, no one knows I'm carrying anything. Scotty vest is designed to make me look great with pockets that don't bulge. Real privacy. When I fly, I simply take off the Scotty vest, put it on the conveyor, and pass through security. No emptying pockets, no carry-on bags, no fees. Designed for men and women in vest, jacket, shirts, and pants. 53 styles, over 100 colors, and up to 42 pockets. Visit ScottyVest.com/Kim and save 20% off just about everything. That's Scott E. as in electronics, ScottyVest.com/Kim. Use promo code Kim20. The Scotty Vest. Our pockets, your life. Because you just never know.
For those trying to decide whether to cut the cable, we've learned some very interesting facts about America's pay TV services. Some big names, Charter Communications, DirecTV, Time Warner Cable, all reported video subscription declines. Yet, their total income is up because they're actually raising prices. The average American is spending around $105 per month for pay TV. This doesn't include paid internet access, by the way. Now, consider for a moment what you really watch on pay TV. Is it worth $100 a month? Many people are saying, no way, and buying an indoor-outdoor antenna along with a streaming media player, say a Roku, Apple TV, or Chromecast for movie shows and sports they can get on demand or the internet. You can learn how to do the same thing right now on my website, where you can also get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
How do you know you're getting a great deal on floors, lighting, and countertops? You might want to ask the professionals.
The area's best home builders use Brazos Valley Flooring Design. That's because we've got the selections they need at the prices they want, all in one easy location. Visit our showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
The people who know shop with us.
Because at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Molly Mates, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. More than 20 years since a Bryan chemical plant closed, another $1 million is waiting to be spent on restoring land and water poisoned by arsenic and other products.
Commonly known as the Atochem site, the current plant owner last year paid $1.1 million as part of a federal court settlement with the Interior Department. That money is now controlled by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Spokeswoman says they have started drafting a restoration plan and associated environmental compliance document. No timeline's been set for a public review. The impacted area includes the lake that's part of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. City officials were not aware of the court settlement or the money until contacted by WTAW News. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada said on WTAW's The Infomaniacs they received a settlement several years ago.
The original intent, if I recall, was to help the city deal with the public relations backlash from all of that. I mean, it's very damaging to have something like that occur within your municipal boundaries. But I don't remember how much it was, and I can't tell you exactly what all was done with it.
Mayor Jason Bayinski says they've been in contact with Congressman Flores' office asking if federal grants were available to resume dredging the municipal lake, which used to be called Lake Arsenic. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker reported last week the lake water is safe and the lake bottom still had a few hot spots from chemical contamination when the plant was in operation between 1994 and 1993. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Environmental Protection Agency has issued a construction permit for a new power plant in Grimes County. The EPA says the project is expected to bring $607 million in economic development, 150 construction jobs, and 10 full-time positions. The plant owner, Omaha, Nebraska-based Tenaska, says it would be used during peak power demand periods. Its location is on Highway 30 in Rhones Prairie, west of Tenaska's Frontier Generating Station. Company officials say they are still gathering additional air and water permits. Subject to getting all the regulatory approvals, construction of the 3 natural gas-fired turbine plant could begin next year with completion as early as 2017. Picking up junk home furnishings is commonplace, but residents in College Station's South Knoll neighborhood called police Saturday night after seeing a woman who had loaded items into her pickup from the curb, then entered the rear of a vacant rental home and returned to her truck with furniture and bags of other property. The rental company wanted to press charges, and that led to the arrest of 28-year-old Stephanie Latham of College Station for burglary of a building. And College Station police continue to take reports of vehicle burglaries. 2 more on Sunday, 5 on Saturday, and 1 on Friday brings the running total to 38 over a 10-day period that began July 24th. A Bryan woman is accused of leading College Station police on a 2-mile slow-speed pursuit Friday afternoon. According to the arrest report, the officer was driving on F&B Road near the U.S. Agriculture Department building when an SUV he checked did not have current insurance. The SUV did not stop after the patrol lights and siren were turned on, while the officer noticed other traffic pulled over as they were headed north on Welburn Road. The vehicles then went west on Villa Maria, then on a couple of side streets before the driver turned into her driveway on Forest Bend. The driver told the officer she did not want her vehicle towed after she was arrested. 29-year-old Stephanie Navarro is out of jail after posting bond on charges of driving with an invalid license and fleeing a police officer. She was also wanted on 3 arrest warrants from College Station, one for an assault from 5 years ago, driving with an invalid license from 4 years ago, and disorderly conduct from 3 years ago. A deadly year continues at Lake Conroe. The Parks and Wildlife Department tells the Houston Chronicle 4 boating-related deaths so far this year have made Lake Conroe the deadliest lake in Texas since 2000. Over the last 14 years, 22 have died at Lake Conroe, 2 more than Lake Livingston. Lake Travis and Lake Louisville each have 17, followed by Lake Palestine with 16. Alcohol is blamed for many of the deaths. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is warning against a proposed law that would require sales taxes to be paid on internet purchases. Cruz says Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid wants to extend the law barring internet taxes for only 2 months so that another bill imposing internet taxes could be voted on after the November election in a lame duck Congress.
Because a lame duck session, when you've got a bunch of members who've been defeated, who aren't going to face voters ever again, a lame duck session is the session most likely to raise taxes.
Cruz says requiring sales taxes to be collected on internet purchases would hurt many small businesses that sell their products online. A 32-and-a-half-year career with the Bryan Police Department has come to a close for an officer with a number of awards. What most people know about Alice Anderson comes from the last 10 years at Jane Long Middle School as a school resource officer.
She's been there for many years and has influenced a lot of our youth, and we are sad to see her go.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says a retirement reception will take place Tuesday afternoon at the police department starting at 3. Some of Anderson's honors include Officer of the Year, 2 exceptional duty citations, one of them for assisting a family whose home was full of carbon monoxide, and 4 People Pleaser Awards from the City Council. WTAW News Time, it's now 8:37 and 75 degrees here at the studios. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. More news at noon today or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you want your entire home cleaned? A clean you can trust? Start with the cleaning pros at Molly Maid. Molly Maid is the only cleaning company that will fully clean your home on every visit with no extra charges for baseboards, ceiling fans, or blinds, no time limits or rotating rooms to clean. Call Molly Maid and you can trust that your whole home will be fully cleaned for you to enjoy. Call us today at 693-7700, that's 693-7700, or online at mollymaid.com.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Folks at the Sleep Number store, located on 1530 South Texas Avenue, right there next to Aspen Dental near Harvey Road, they've got Sleep IQ technology now. Now, first of all, the Sleep Number folks came up with the Sleep Number bed, an opportunity for you to customize your sleep so that it is just the way you'd like to be, whether you want that mattress to be a little firm or you want it to be softer. And so everybody has their own Sleep Number setting. Mine's 65. Yours is? Go in and find out. So then let's take it to dual chamber technology so that your side of the bed and your partner's side of the bed, two different chambers, two different Sleep Number settings, and so each of you can get the sleep that you want from your Sleep Number bed. Now add to that Sleep IQ technology, an opportunity for you to kind of give feedback as you're sleeping. It's captured and then it's sent to you so that you can track and optimize your sleep so that it's just the way that you want. So you've got Sleep IQ, the Sleep Number technology, the dual chamber technology. It can all be yours with the Sleep Number bed. Stop in and see them. Coming right now, the C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology is just $999.98. No better sleep. It's at the Sleep Number store. So find out what your Sleep Number setting is and then take advantage of this deal. It's the Sleep Number bed, available only at the Sleep Number store. Stop in and see them. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Overall, today will be partly sunny. Our temperatures climbing up probably to about 90 to 95. There's the chance of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 75. Tomorrow, some sunshine. A stray shower thunderstorm may pop up during the afternoon. Highs 90 to 95. Partly cloudy and 75 tomorrow night. During Wednesday, we'll have more sun, highs 95 to 100. There could be an isolated afternoon storm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Again, where are we? The 4th of August? No Hunnert yet? Pretty dang good.
Knock on something.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. You know, and again, what is it, about 75 right now? Yep. Not at all bad. So
we were doing the opening ceremonies, and the wind was blowing just hard enough. I almost got cold.
Get out.
Just a little bit of a sweat going, and that wind kicking up at about, it was, I think it was 78 when we were wrapping up the opening ceremonies for the games of Texas.
Saturday morning, I didn't get out to mow until about 10 o'clock. It was two, 3 hours after I wanted to get started. I thought, oh, it's going to be so hot. I got out there. Yeah. Once I started pushing that wind kicked in. It was chilly.
Yep. Not bad. Not a bad deal at all. So how'd that go? Did y'all release any?
No doves. Really fun band, though.
What's that mean?
There was a band during the opening ceremonies. They were called Vocal Trash.
Oh, okay.
One of the Annies through the course of the run of Broadway forever. About my age, give or take. But at one point, she was an Annie. She was the lead singer.
Yeah.
They played trash cans and had some really neat-looking guitars that were made of, one of them was made of a jerry can.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun.
That's good. So that's done, huh? All those people came in and left their money here, right?
Yep.
I had to, I drove by, is it Oak Ridge? What, right there behind, between the athletic complex and Merrill Green Stadium, that road right there. When swimming was going on, there were tons of people over there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and I'm sure, I didn't go over toward College Station High School or anything like that, but I'm sure they had a lot of folks.
There were cars parked forever.
Wow.
If you had one of those, what do they call them, the little rickshaw bicycles?
Yeah.
You'd have made a fortune.
Yeah, probably right. Well, I stopped at the Shopatorium over there, and people were dragging out those tents. I mean, they were buying those pop-up tents over there like crazy. I'm betting they sold a lot of those. Just because people who were going to, I guess, at the swimming, because it was right around the corner. But we got it next year as well.
Yep, yeah, we do.
We had some folks who were coming into town for business. They went, where's the hotel? We can't get a hotel. We're going to have to stay in Temple. Going, what's going on?
We're getting money. That's what we're doing. Yeah.
We got people bringing the money in here. We like that. That's not a bad deal.
I don't even stay at hotels around here. I had sticker shock. I drove past one. It said $100. I said, oh, they're normally 40.
Yeah. No. Some were two and a half.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
Some were two and a half. So there you go. Just, all right, get ready for it. Well, you know, we got football season coming up, too.
Yeah.
That means more money because that's hot money that we get. So, bike theft is the number one property crime in Reno's downtown corridor this summer. Police say Burning Man is the reason.
Oh.
Now, because summer temperatures and more people on bikes, but the deal is that actually Burning Man is the basic means of transportation for the event that goes on 100 miles north of Reno, Nevada. So I went to look up so we'd know, because I knew there somebody would call and go, God, when is Burning Man? I so want to be there. Because that's all about our listeners.
You're so not telling the truth.
Okay, August 25th through September the 1st of 2014.
So they're already stealing bikes for this?
Well, you have to plan ahead. The really smart people plan ahead.
It doesn't take...
Venn diagram of the overlap of people going to Burning Man and smart people planning ahead, I imagine it's pretty narrow.
Well, the other thing is, see, because... The whole deal, one of the deals of Burning Man is leave no trace. So, what are you going to do?
Bring the bike back.
Yes. The founder of Burning Man, of course, we all know, say his name together, Larry Harvey.
Oh.
Yeah. Wrote the principles of the 10 principles back in 2010. I don't know what his mental state was. I have no idea. Radical inclusion. Now, see, that's
radical inclusion.
That's apparently where you go and drag somebody over there to be there. Okay.
No,
enjoy this.
Yeah. Or
we
else.
We want you here. Come on.
That's right. Gifting.
Okay.
Okay. Radical self-reliance. Radical self-expression. You're forcing somebody over there, and then they have to watch what you want to do. No, that's not right.
Radical, man.
No. Yeah. Communal effort.
Yeah.
Civil responsibility. Yeah. Participation, immediacy, and leaving no trace.
Okay.
Again, unless you have a biodegradable bicycle made out of bamboo, you're going to leave a trace.
And some people might. I mean,
they do have bamboo bicycles.
The aerial pictures of the playa during this are mind-boggling.
Yeah, it is. And they, you know, then you can go see that if you want to.
Sure.
It's just, they're different.
Vegetable rights and peace.
Well, I mean, but they also have a shuttle that gets out there. Well, how does the shuttle get there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do they use thought processes to get there? I mean,
it's a lot more libertarian than liberal out there,
well, that's,
believe it or
know,
not. Very self-reliant.
Okay, I like that. That's a good thing. Self-reliance, all right.
And libertines as well.
Ah, there you go. Now, if you don't like that, you can always go to Tonawanda Island, which is in the middle of the Niagara River in New York State, now home to hundreds of feral cats.
Oh, Lord.
No humans live on the 85-acre island, but word is spreading that it's a kind of wild cat habitat, so now people are dropping off their unwanted pets there. Really? Go away, little kitty, and have a wonderful life? Deanna Coogan, trying to do something about the problem, she started a fund called Operation Island Cats. So far, she's raised around $6,000 to get the cats spayed or neutered. Good luck with that. Most of the adult cats on the island have become too wild to leave, so the kittens are put up for adoption. Wow. Just that whole thing is just weird.
That is odd.
Just weird. So now, one of the NBA's top players, Paul George, Indiana Pacers, broke his right leg Friday night.
Oh, we're not talking about that.
Oh, ugly, 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 ugly. Well, it was a scrimmage. The U.S. team is preparing for the FIBA World Cup, formerly known as the World Championship. He's expected to miss the entire 2014-2015 season, and maybe more.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Cuban pretty well said it best, as Mark Cuban generally does. We are so stupid that we're willing to commit what amounts to more than $1 billion in salaries to help the Olympics line their pockets so we can pretend that the Olympic Games are all about national pride. Good on him.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
Just exactly right. As one of those guys who makes investments in those peoples, why should you do that? And, you know, if you ban your players, then you're a bad guy. Or, you know, who knows with the Players Association where they'd come down on that. But nonetheless, way to go, Mark Cuban. All right. I'm not one of them, but how do you think? Some video gamers have been found to continue to hear the sound effects of the game long after they stop playing. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Flashbacks?
I'm not sure. Do they twitch? You know, and
not to make fun of PTSD, but
no.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's a video game.
Really? Psychology researchers surveyed more than 1,200 people through online gaming forums who said they'd experienced hallucination-like perceptions, thoughts, and behaviors after gaming. Of the group, 12% reported hearing imaginary sounds after playing video games. Life Science says a small subset of gamers said they thought their auditory experiences were real, hearing everything from cars and lasers and bullets and explosions and swords. How do you hear a sword?
Ching, ching.
Oh, okay. Or the right before you get your head cut off.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, screams, falling coins, ringing, beeping, and breathing. One gamer reported hearing a voice whispering, death. Well, of course you would. And let's go ahead and report that one. Another told researchers he heard the words, go, 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 in his head when he wanted people to move in the subway. Oh, okay. Now we're about to have crimes against society because you heard go, go, go in your head. Is that how we're going to do it? Is that how we're going to play the game now? I'm just
rewiring your brains, guys.
Well, it is. And it's leaving a little tread mark there.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
Think about all the ways you have to fight nature. Nature's going to win over time, and nature can be a lot of things. Nature can be your grass growing, your plants growing, weeds growing, could be bugs as well. And ABC Home and Commercial Services here to help you kind of stave that off. Again, can't make it go away, and it'll never go away, but you can certainly make it an inhospitable environment for those spiders, those scorpions, those ants, whatever those bugs happen to be that try to move to where you are. So get out, get rid of the ones that are already there, and make sure that the other ones can't get in. And it takes years of experience to know how to do that efficiently. And that's what ABC Home and Commercial Services can do for you. Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81, and ABC are legendary when it comes to treating homes. They've been doing that for over 60 years as a family business. They'll design a program for your home after they hear what your problems are or the problems that you want to prevent. Once again, they'll take care of any pests that are in your home, and then they'll make sure that they can't get in. And if for any reason between visits you see a bug, you give them a call, they'll come right back out and take care of it for you. And again, also taking care of your environment around your home as well, as far as lawn mowing is concerned or taking care of the shrubs or the flower gardens, can do all of that. One phone call away at 361-0500. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialist for your environment.
Howdy, Ags. This is G. Guerrieri, head soccer coach for your SEC champion Aggies. This August through October, we will be playing some of the toughest teams in America right here at Ellis Field. We need you to be a part of the 12th man for Aggie soccer, the best college soccer fans in the nation. Season tickets are on sale now and going fast. So call 888-99-AGGIE or go to 12thman.com today to place your order. Thanks and gig 'em.
About 8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Bad enough that you live in Toledo, Ohio, and have to wake up like that every morning. How about the water situation?
Yeah, that's crazy.
This morning at 3 o'clock, the mayor had a news conference and said he decided that they were going to keep the ban in place, even though it looked like the algae-induced toxin has probably dissipated to safe levels. They'll have another news conference in about 10 minutes to see what they're going to do. I mean, they had to truck in a bunch of water.
Well, the weird thing is they say it gets worse if you boil it.
Yeah, more than 400,000 residents continue to scramble around looking for water. And again, you know, for that to start up during a weekend can be difficult because people's lifestyles are different then. They may not have known about it. It's really kind of a strange situation. The advisory affected residents in northwestern Ohio and southwestern Michigan. State of emergency had been declared. So we'll see. They'll talk about it again in, like I said, in about 10 minutes. So it was Paul McCartney Day in the state of Minnesota on Saturday. The governor commemorated the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' first and only show in Minneapolis in Minnesota at Metropolitan Stadium back then. It was in Bloomington, actually, back in 1965. That's where the Mall of America sits these days. But Sir Paul and his band played to a sold-out concert Saturday at Target Field, first time that he's visited the area since 2005. His tour is called Out There. It's going to moves on to a show tomorrow night in a place where he's never, ever played. Missoula, Montana. Paul McCartney is going to play Missoula, Montana. Couldn't he play College Station? I mean, if he can do that.
One would think.
Just saying. Like to see that. Might be kind of fun. Researchers using a database with more than 2,000 years worth of big names in history have mapped out where in U.S. America is the best place to live if you want to make your mark in the world. And it turns out that Boston is the birthplace of most of the brilliant people.
Wow.
But New York City now dominates as a magnet for famous names. Now, in addition to Boston, Philadelphia, Chicago, New Orleans, and the rural Midwest act as incubators where notable people are born and then move elsewhere. Wait a minute. Of course, I don't know what the rural Midwest means.
That could be a lot of places.
Right, that's what I mean. Well, everything else is a geographically defined area. If you say Boston, Philadelphia, Chicago, New Orleans, you pretty much would know what you're talking about. But, again, you could be in several states with the Midwest.
I think they're saying it's a homogenous situation growing up.
Got it. Yeah. Other cities that attract famous people flock to beyond New York include Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., while Dallas, Nashville, and Atlanta also attract more notables than they export. Life Science says historians at the University of Texas at Dallas plan to do additional studies that will show even more that actors die in Hollywood. Wait a minute. Wait. News alert. Wow. Actors die in Hollywood. What are the chances? So do careers.
Very true.
Sports people die in Cleveland. And sailors die at sea. Well, all right.
Don't.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, that fella done confused me. Y'all talking about Hollywood-type people, and he's talking about homogenous.
Yeah, well, uh-huh. Yeah. Close, but not quite. Anyway, Summer colds seem to last longer than the winter variety. Dr. Aaron Glad of the Infectious Disease Society of America says it's not just because they're an unwelcome interruption to you enjoying the warm weather. Those types of rhinoviruses that circulate in the summer are different from your winter version. And they can create body aches and fever and digestive trouble, as well as respiratory symptoms that actually last longer and make you feel crummier. So there you go. The summer cold really does exist, and it really is worse. So, by the way, while we're talking about that, USA Today had a story today. Says that the CDC is receiving nasty emails and at least 100 phone calls from people asking why the sick aid workers should be let back in the U.S.
That crossed my mind.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, as a matter of fact. New York Post reported on Saturday that Donald Trump had thrown his loud 2 cents worth online. Donald apparently tweeted. Donald tweets? Tweeted that, in fact, stop the Ebola patients from entering the U.S. Treat them at the highest level over there. The United States has enough problems. Post story also quoted other Twitter users with oh-so-compassionate comments like, the two doctors with Ebola knew the risks. They are doctors. To bring them back to Atlanta thinking everything is under control is very naive. Another, I am supposed to be excited that they're bringing an Ebola patient within 50 miles of my home? Good point.
I don't understand importing that.
Right. Hello?
Yeah, they got to have people sign up for Obamacare somehow.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, very nice, sir. Thank you. Yeah. Well, but again, it's the CDC. Didn't they, what was it, smallpox? They found the vial of smallpox a few weeks ago?
Yeah. Finally.
Oh, yeah. It was behind that cabinet right there. We forgot to move that file cabinet. If we'd done that, we wouldn't have had to worry about it.
He's got more nerve than a medulla oblongata. So much style, you'll lose voluntary control of your somatic nervous system. He'll relieve the pain in your brain. He is Dr. Ben Carson. And he's coming to Aggieland to share his message on the tough issues facing our country and the role of faith in public life. Hear Dr. Ben Carson on August 26th at 7 p.m. in Rudder Auditorium. Tickets through the MSC box office. All proceeds benefit the Hope Pregnancy Center of Brazos Valley. Visit partnerwithhope.org to find out more.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Do you feel captive to rising insurance rates and second-rate service? If this is the case, make the choice today and give me a call and let my ability as an independent agent represent you to more than just one insurance company so we can match you with the right coverage at a competitive price and receive exceptional service. Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by. We are located in College Station at Longmire and Deacon.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hello.
Yeah, at least we know what those two doctors have. We don't know what's coming across the southern border.
Oh, well, there's that, too.
Fair enough.
But we're going to give those little kiddos shots for it, or we hope we will, if we know what it is.
If we know what's good for us.
Yeah. The debut of Guardians of the Galaxy turned out to be even bigger than expected, pulling in nearly $100 million. Lucy, that's the Scarlett Johansson movie, was second. Coming in at, $18 million. And then Get On Up, that was the James Brown biopic, $14 million. Then Hercules came in after that. So there you go. There's your movies for this week. And also, Galaxy, I think this is like a billion-dollar movie now. I think they've, Transformers. The Age of Extinction crossed the billion-dollar mark. Oh, man. That's a lot of movie tickets and a lot of popcorn. All right, let's see. On this date in history, of course, we already told you earlier this morning that Byron Nelson won his 18th tournament, which is a record that still stands. And the family of Lizzie Borden was found murdered in Fall River, Mass., 1892. Remember, they did the little story about her, but she was acquitted.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, and if you want to see pictures, it's out on the Internet because that's why the Internet's there. We're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio.